in front of me for 1974, and Pappy wants one from you. Every year that you are a sweet angel child of a Girl Scout, and have a good fun like Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Howdy, Kurt and Matt. This is Aunt Sylvia, and I just opened up my magic window, and sometimes it looks just like the mounds that we see out our kitchen window. And whoops, and around and over and back, and now it looks like the ocean. I'm going to have a lot of fun with this. Thanks a lot.
Well, first of all, we have to thank the donkeys for this wonderful cassette, or tape recorder, I guess you call it. I'm giving it the wrong name, because we had thoroughly enjoyed the tape that they sent, or you sent. I forget, we're doing this for two families. And now that we're able to put this on tape, we're real cozy here in our front living room. There's lots and lots of white snow out front, and it's cold, but we're cozy because we have our Franklin stove going. And I must now go to Alice and Mike and tell you how very thoughtful you have been to send all these marvelous books. The lady that had, Mrs. Baker, that has the occupational therapy down at Shriners, tells me that she has a lot of difficulty getting the boys and girls to read. So that all the beautiful books that are donated, the children do not take any interest in them. And it's difficult to keep them occupied because they don't care anything about reading good books. And so, of course, here we are. We love books, and the more we get, the more we love them. And now this one on the dolls, about 3 years ago, I took that course from Career Dolls in California. I think around about $100, and Pappy, of course, thought I was off my upper story because I got involved in it and then didn't do anything about it. But I do hope that I can someday get started on them. And this Dolls of Yesterday is a marvelous book, and there's some real furniture in there that I think Pappy might be able to copy. I just did a quickie through it. So thank you, Alice and Mike, for the Dolls of Yesterday.
Well, Alice and Mike, I just opened this Thoreau Revisited, and I'm finding all kind of goodies that I'm determined to try and paint. The sunsets and the fogs and birds and beasts and flowers and, oh, it's really beautiful. There's even an old burnt-out wood stump, and it's beautiful. I've got to get out my paints and start working on some of these. Thanks a lot. I just opened the Holly Hobbies kitchen. Oh, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. Fall in love with it. Mother says we're going to try and do every one, to start from the front, and then each month we'll make the recipe. I just love the pictures. It's beautiful. Thanks, oodles and loads and bunches. This is the last for Christmas Eve. The next you'll be hearing from us will be down at Diane's house tomorrow with all the folks around, Shannon and Jenny and Wendy and everybody. Oh, yes, I want to back up a little bit. They didn't come up here Sunday because Diane had a lot of special music at her church to play and just didn't seem to work out. So they're going to come up sometime between Christmas and New Year's up to our house. Bye-bye for now, and we'll see you again tomorrow for Christmas packages. Bye-bye. This is Christmas Day at Diane's house, and anything aside, I'm looking on this recording from now on. Here we go.
Danny or Ann, so you take that, because I have to.
Why don't we stop for a minute?
You want to stop?
Well, don't tell me about that.
Yeah, she's going to try and get whatever she can to as far as we'll go.
Oh, how sweet. Well, you better get this thing open and I'll tell you.
Oh, good. Then come over in there. You're like,
you
got to
turn
that all the way?
I hope.
So they can hear it? Uh-huh.
Well, I cut my fingernails off so I can really tear them off in the shop. I can open them.
Pain medication. Yeah, I imagine. Oh, Timmy. Is it Timmy? instructed
me. Looks like I've been to the barber shop, but it was him. Yes.
Nice picture.
Well, I think when you open it up, you probably could do that.
No, it's for me.
We're having trouble here with
Shawin.
Oh, you got the thing. It's for the Shawin tummy. Oh, no. Another hat.
Not another
hat. Hold on, see if it fits.
Well, it better fit. It'll be
Let's
too
see,
big.
Kathy.
It's the smallest one in the store.
A black Russian.
Oh,
a black Russian.
It fits.
Just right. How'd
Surprise.
They do that?
I don't know.
Well, how'd they do that?
Oh, this is to meet your grandma.
I need to catch
it.
It's little and round, and it's
no, I didn't get it.
It's leather, waterproof, salt-free, smiling mink. Keeps leather, plastic soft, money-back guarantee, and that's just exactly what it is.
Reasonable. A little old shoe man in Hebrew that can't even talk sells
it. It stinks, and it's the best stuff you can get.
I've got a little package here for Mother and Daddy, and I like things in little packages. It's, gee, what is it? Oh, violets. Violet scent cologne.
It's from Aunt Carolyn. Really big.
Holly Hobby.
The Holly Hobby doll.
Isn't that cute?
He about jerked his poor little hat off.
I think there's a lucky penny in her pocket.
How many of those did she make?
There must be a penny in there. Be careful.
That's her lucky penny.
So this and that.
What did you call her?
Sucks.
Holly.
Oh no.
Holly.
Oh, yes. I don't know.
Oh, she's got panties on.
It is socks. Four pair of socks. Thank you, Wynn.
Cool. You're welcome, Chad.
I missed that. Catch it again.
This package says for Shawin tummies. Whatever that means. We got about 170 tummies around here.
Fill it up first.
I had to sample that first.
She made this.
To make sure
yeah,
that
you can tell it was not.
She said, don't you remember on the tape she said she made your present?
Oh, it's got pretty
good. Oh, you were right, Shannon.
That is good.
Salami.
Oh,
no. I don't know what
looks,
it is.
Looks like salami. Oh, with salami with cheese in it?
No, it's not salami.
It's summer sausage with cheese.
Well, howdy, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you look
so
good.
Hey, Lori.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm going to play my drums that Santa Claus
yeah.
gave me.
Kind of looks like
Jenny's going to go first, though.
Thank you.
Wild.
These, I needed them.
That's from Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. A wooden spoon and who?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what three wooden spoons?
Kids. Yeah.
Hey. What kids?
I don't care.
I can get trouble.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get
kid.
Trouble.
Son was going on in his toes on. $97,000
boot,
no socks.
Okay, ankles. I got that, but
what's this? What is this stuff?
Friends. No, those are miniature pins that you unfold and put in your purse.
They are.
Oh, God, those are good for Jenny. She can't even keep a hold of one like this.
Yeah, they're fold-up pins.
Let me see.
Oh, look, like this.
Oh. All right, on me.
Thank
That's
you.
So
those
you can write all kinds of tabs.
Oh, thank you, Shannon.
And that's a tour man.
What's mine?
Envelope, stationery,
Yes.
Well, that's your mother-in-law.
My
Nobody
mother.
Else
wants
Look
it.
Up,
I want you to
give her a smile.
Oh,
I'm not
getting it.
Oh, you weren't getting
it.
You
were for a minute. Oh, I was
I figured you would appreciate it.
Guy at the Shutterbug says, "Do you want your old bug back?"
Sure,
I says, "Well, yeah." He goes, "Well, it's no good." I says, "Now, how do you know?"
Oh, how cute!
Like it?
Yes.
Let's see it, Jenny.
Jenny,
let's see it.
What is
it? Who made that?
Let me see.
Isn't that
cute? I
had
that down at Trolley Mall, and I figured she was the only one that would appreciate it.
Let me see.
To you, and I decided to
give
it to her, and she can put it up and say, "That's my mother-in-law."
At the Trolley Mall, they made chocolate cake.
They made fun of you, huh?
We opened Alice's
last
class.
Oh,
no,
we're
all books, and she got his nose in a book, and they started again.
Oh, that's
what
Joni
was talking about last.
I didn't hear, I just saw.
See what
my
you got, Mom.
So
stationary,
honey,
but
isn't
it
pretty?
Yeah,
it's
got
the
farm
yard. Did you know that this was herbal?
Yeah.
Herbal.
This is where the ladies in the spring, up to here.
Yeah, it's all in that great big sock
with the flowers in your hair.
Wow.
That's
I like that commercial.
This one's Sandy.
Oh, they're herbal drills.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe
Well, I guess that was Zennium, you know. Actually, he was in the big for a while, so I didn't see anything for a while.
Oh, yay!
Oh,
what is it?
Gum?
They're little gums.
Oh!
Little gums.
What is in the pocket?
He's trying to.
This is the shirt that Aunt Birdie gave.
That's what I did after Jiggin' Soft Puzzle.
Yeah.
What's that?
What's that from?
Jiggin' Soft Puzzle. My son and his wife, the doctor.
Oh!
It was
no,
in my duffel bag.
I
got a little squished in.
What I wanted
that
that's it?
Hadn't been shopping yet. I was going to
We almost picked you one that was, what was that one?
Were the cathedrals or something?
We almost picked you one that was paisley. And that's all it was.
How many pieces?
Where'd you put that?
625.
Oh, I thought it was about 1,000.
So
that's a hard one.
Yeah.
This is Grandma. She'll have to find Grandpa another one.
Now, is that puzzle from Shannon and Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Who's going? I think that person. You see that?
Well, this is from you, Sylvia. Well, let's see.
This is there.
It's
me.
We got to get back up on the mountain.
The lights.
Before it gets dark. I hope you want.
This is from Grandma and Grandpa.
I think this is going to be pretty.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. Size 16.
What the hell?
That's
cute.
That
is a pretty spread.
Isn't that sharp?
Oh, that's
cute.
Somebody's got pretty good taste.
Well, you can use that
super zipper.
Yeah, that's it. Opening one from Mother and Daddy.
The toilet smells.
It's a jacket, a dark dark brown jacket.
Farm out. Wow.
Daughter-in-law,
boy,
I'll
tell you.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No,
do
don't you want that rawhide string?
Yeah,
well, you're in big trouble, Jay.
We,
you
oh, yeah.
Get it.
I got a picture of her undressing in the. Hey, I was
reading. It was
my dad was like this all the time.
New book that they call Life, and they can give you all the instructions you need for $30 how to undress in front of your husband.
Oh, hey.
some other
oh,
pieces
A.
of silver.
Oh, A, wow.
He didn't look good. Look at Shannon. He got that open, whatever it is.
That can unthaw your water that you put in the refrigerator.
What do you call that thingamajig? There must be a name for it.
No, you put it in a bowl and it heats water.
No, that's right.
Plug it in. Plug in there.
Instant coffee heater upper thing.
That's sneaky.
Yeah, it is. Take that out camping with you. You have electricity. Take camping if you have electricity.
I'm going to put my spinach in here.
There are. I tried to find side poles, but those are bridge.
That's a good thing you didn't. I just lost another.
Yeah, you better open my present. I think they got a tight tip on.
First you
this is the greatest stuff that ever come out.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get some
off the
Christmas.
I thought
stash it away.
That's a book there.
Oh, it's right next to it. Right here.
That's
a shirt there. That's a pretty package. Better open that. That is pretty.
The
colors are
pretty.
Do
you
want me
to give you some? Oh, thank you, Sylvia.
You must have got these
the other day when
you
were
shopping.
Sylvia.
Now you won't get to borrow other people's gloves.
No.
And they fit.
You got a purse.
You got a purse. Jenny,
did you get a purse for
us? They're a small men's size. I thought they were
your purse.
Yeah, it's my purse.
Is that what they are,
Sylvie?
Yeah. Stay and wear them. No, they're too small for Daddy. Oh, are they? Well,
I don't think that
you. They have a perfect suit.
Thing.
That's not
that
you should have a husband. You're scared.
Well,
he almost knows.
Dad's
on his
coffee.
That's a new one,
isn't it? Your dad?
He's coughing scares her. So she should have a husband and be scared to have him blow his nose.
Thanks.
You better try it on, because I think
what
it's
is
small.
It?
Let's see
what
it.
What is it? Let's see it. It must be a body shirt.
let's not go through this again.
Come on.
It's blue.
It's blue.
And it's knit.
I know.
Too small.
I've got the tag, though. I'll take it back.
Oh,
it's a shirt or something. We haven't seen it yet. We still haven't seen what it is.
Are you ready?
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Baby blue sweater. Sky blue?
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to fit it back in.
Sky blue? Oh, a needle vest.
She thought maybe that was stretch.
I think so.
That won't
fit. It won't.
Almost got the one that said large and it looks so big right now.
Huh? It'll fit. You gotta see the one I put on that Mom sent me. And then I go.
Is it that bad?
Oh, it's tight. It looks nice when it's on.
You
lock
it though.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I love it. Great scarf.
Of course, I love any kind of shade of blue.
You can't wear your cigarettes.
Oh, come on.
Nice.
I think somebody else is going to get that.
Because
Well, if it doesn't fit him, I'll put it back down.
Trim.
Send her something for every holiday that comes. Well,
What you got there, Wendy?
Oh, I opened Joni's package.
That is. Yeah,
oh,
that's from
Joni.
Hi, you didn't buy that from the dime store, Wendy.
Four lipsticks from Joni.
That's expensive. Lust, the downtown lust.
Is that the kind of lip gloss dealing?
Yeah, it's a tomato.
Tomato flavoring? You're kidding.
And a pumpkin.
Ooh, that will look pretty.
What is it, dear? Lipstick.
Yeah, four little packages, different shades of lipstick.
From
Jody.
Oh,
take a little
clever.
Pepper on your lips.
Ooh, carrots.
I think we can put some mayonnaise and cheese on
there. Carrots, some pumpkins, tomatoes.
Ooh,
and corn.
Pumpkin.
When you eat
lipstick
mayonnaise and cheese,
I don't
notice. When you eat mayonnaise and cheese, Wendy, then you have tomatoes. You have tomato sandwich.
Ooh, Gary,
are you
those.
Making that up or is that the deal?
Sure.
Ooh, corn fed. Really? We gotta pass that around.
Those
it's really wild.
That's now that's from Jody.
Yeah.
Vegetable garden for your lips.
I think that's the best. I wrote down here fruit lipstick, and then I had to cross it off with vegetables.
Vegetables, yeah. You expect fruit, but not vegetables.
Well, I got a school picture, Laurie. I'm gonna have to take that. Great. I just love it.
Hey, Gramps.
You know what? Oh boy!
That's for the three of you guys, because I didn't spend any money on you.
For the mountain folk.
We didn't expect you to, darling.
Good.
Yeah, trust one. Been up there.
Well, I expected more than four pair of socks. Yeah.
I gave you some tobacco.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you did.
So,
now
there.
That's good enough.
Where did the tobacco come from?
Gum.
And the more I saw Borgum Riff floating around this house, the more I wished I hadn't bought it.
What?
There was so much of it. I thought you probably had 10 jobbers of it.
One jar of it.
That's the
holy.
We didn't catch who's that from, Daddy.
Me.
Huh? Who's that from?
From Wendy to you and Mother and I. What did you do?
Hey, you starved to death trying to get these open, Wendy.
We get the paper, go rip.
You just have to know how to do it. Like, push through that.
I don't know
what's the matter.
I'm starving.
Oh, I here's the ribbon, Ma. Whoops, it fell in that box. 2 points.
She wants to keep that, don't she, Grandma?
I think one of these is home.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't really want to be dying to get
in
there. We're getting close to the end zone. There's one, two, six, nine, ten cheeses, and they're on a cheese board from Sweden and Denmark and from Hawaii. Cheese from all over the world. Oh, that's terrific. There's little lights on top. It's automatic. Isn't the light on top?
Oh, yeah, there is. Ready?
Yeah. I'll turn the page
February
on.
February and then the
February.
Let me sit in the round
and
with
nibble.
Huh?
And with the nibble.
Nibble and February.
Sour apple balls. I like sour apple balls.
This package is from Birdie. And it's it's not a thermal blanket, it's a sheet blanket.
That's a sleeping bag to help you watch the cold.
It'd be not a sleeping bag. No, it's a sheet blanket, and it's a light blue, and it'll keep me warm when the temperature goes down below 20 below zero.
Who's gonna call?
30.
Yeah.
You know what I wrote here? Terminal blanket.
That's nice.
Sheet blanket.
Terminal. Open it up,
Kate. I am.
Kind of.
How cute! Oh, Wendy, thank you.
Isn't that darling?